Well, I got a loud mouth that always sounds like it's on. Amen. Praise God. You know, Greatest Freedom Ministries is an evangelistic ministry. Amen. It was founded because there's no greater freedom than Christ Jesus. And this should be in the year of increase. There's so many things that are taking place in the spiritual realm. I think so many times as children of God, we got to run and catch up with what's taking place in the spiritual, because things take place in the spiritual before they ever manifest themselves in the natural. You know, God says in his word, he will show you things to come. Hallelujah. And God wants to show us some things. Amen. So get your Bibles out. If you got your Bible, open your Bible to Acts chapter 1. If you don't have a Bible, slip up your hand and we'll get one in your hand. Amen. There's a lot of spirits out there in these days. There's a lot of dark spirits, spirit of rebellion, spirit of selfishness, spirit of fear, spirit of frustration. How many get frustrated? That's a spirit too. Hallelujah. And God has given us power and authority in the name of Jesus. You know, I have this this prong here, this plug. My wife got that for me. Amen. I was going to say something because I thought it was a three prongs, but it's four. So I kind of messed up what I was going to say. What I was going to say is that a three-prong plug, we always go through some positives, and we always go to face some negatives in lives. But if we're grounded, amen, we can pass through. Hallelujah. So the key is for us to be grounded in the Lord and grounded in the Word of God. Amen. Bear with me. I'm just waiting on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you want to hear from God, not from me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So let's just look at Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. Says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. We know that the day of Pentecost came. Right? And we have received power from on high to be witnesses. You know, so the title of tonight's message, if you have a title, is the Source of Life, the Source of Ultimate Life, Soul. And tonight we're going to look at the wonder, the witness, and the wherever. Amen? We're going to look at the wonders of God, the witness for him, and it doesn't matter where you are, you're still a witness, you know? They didn't get to the uttermost parts of the earth till they got to Jerusalem and Judea and then Samaria and then the uttermost parts of the earth. So let's just lift our word tonight and let's make a declaration in the house stand and come into agreement. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote it to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can do everything God says I can do. Tonight, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. So Lord, speak to me, for I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Speak to your servant in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent your word here tonight to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house. So, Father, I pray like Isaiah of old prayed. I pray that you take the coals from the altar and you place it upon these lips. For, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips. Purify my words, Father God. May the words that are spoken come from you and from your word. And when everything is said and done, you'll receive all the glory, you'll receive all the honor, and you'll receive all the praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, when I look at, but you shall receive power after that. When I do look at that word power, it comes from the Greek word dunamis, and that dunamis power is miraculous power. Explosive power. Amen. Amen. In other words, these were chickens before. They were men that couldn't even witness to their next door neighbor, but something supernatural took place in their lives on the day of Pentecost. They were endued with power from on high. And God wants to get something in our hearts and our minds tonight. And we're endued with power from on high. It's Him operating, not us. If we're looking for our own strength, well, we won't make it. It's His strength. It's His power. You know, and another form of that word in the Greek is exousia. Exousia, which is authority. He has given you and I authority. When Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature," He transferred the authority, okay? So we're men and women of authority. Look to the one beside you and say, "I have authority." Look to the one on the other side and say, "I'm endued with power from on high." God's power, not my power. God's power is there every hour. Amen? Amen. So when we're looking at this and we see, and Jesus gave us the roadmap. So look with me in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. In verse number 19, Jesus said, He says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Amen. In other words, He's given us authority to tread and to step over some things. But let's not get so high-minded when God uses His power through us that it turns into pride. Because all of a sudden, pride is an ugly beast, okay? In other words, we have to recognize it's not my power, it's not your power, it's His power, and God does not share His glory with no one. Amen. And this time that you find yourself receiving the glory or trying to take the glory for what God's doing, all of a sudden He'll lift it up off of you and you'll be standing there alone. And He'll say, "See," and then He'll say, "See what you can do." He says, don't rejoice because all of these demons and all this darkness is submissive to you by in the name of Jesus, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Hallelujah. So no matter what happens in the future, what happened in the past in our life is what sets the precedent. Amen. Amen. In other words, if God never does another thing for you and for me, what He did on the cross of Calvary was sufficient. I was lost. Praise God, now I'm found. I was blind. Praise God, He opened my eyes and now I see. I was dead. Hallelujah, now I'm alive. Hallelujah, I'm alive by the cross of Calvary. I was a dead man walking, but by the grace of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, He turned my life around and turned your life around. And He set our feet on some solid ground. Amen. Set our feet on the rock, Christ Jesus. Amen. He's talking to us tonight about exousia power, about power and authority. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. God wants you to have revelation and understanding of who you are. The Holy Spirit said this morning, to you. The Holy Spirit said you were a victor, not a victim. Man, and every time that enemy brings up past, the things from past in your life, you remind him who you are in Christ Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. Get behind me, dark one. Hallelujah. Amen. You're victors. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what I was waiting to hear. Hallelujah. Praise God. But in Ephesians 1, Paul writes in Ephesians 1:19, he says, "What is an exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of" whose? his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right, own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is you and me, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He's given us dunamis. He's given us miraculous power. He's given us exousia. He's given us authority over every name named in heaven and earth. In other words, when I'm walking as a man of authority. As you're walking as a woman of authority. I was just reminded of a Roman centurion that came to Jesus and asked Jesus if he would heal his servant. And Jesus said, well, I'll come and heal your servant. And the Roman centurion said, well, sir, my house is not worthy for you to come under the roof of. But I'm a man of authority. When I tell my soldiers to go, they go. When I tell them to come, they come. When I tell them to do this, they do it. And I recognize you as a man of authority. All you have to do is give the word, and I believe it will be done. The Bible says, in the selfsame hour, his servant was healed. Jesus said, no, I haven't seen such faith. No, not in all of Israel. What Jesus was saying is, hey, when he gives us authority, we have authority over darkness. We have the dominion. We take dominion over things. We can either be the dominated or the dominator. I choose to be the dominator. Amen? I just believe God will do everything he said he'll do. Amen? He said it. He'll do it. Amen? It was kind of amazing. God showed up so much today. Not just at the morning service, the afternoon too. God showed up in a miraculous thing. There was something I was praying for and seeking God for, and I hadn't got the answer, and all of a sudden it came. And it surely didn't come in who I thought it would come from. But it came, because God is good. He is faithful. He'll do everything he said he would do. He says, don't grow weary in well-doing, producing. No, he says, he who has begun a good work in you is faithful. That's what the sister brought up this morning, to see it to fruition. You know, God never starts something he doesn't finish. You know, just today, again, maybe you weren't here when we opened up, just today, we had a pledge come in for the finishing the basement project. You know, we built this building debt-free. We don't have to borrow money to finish it. The basement isn't finished. So we made a pledge that they'll match dollar for dollar. For every dollar we get, they'll match it. Amen? God's good. Say, God is good. All the time. God is good. Hey, amen. We serve a good God. Amen? He's telling his disciples, he said, Peter was drifted away, and denied him a few times, and his other disciples denied him and drifted away. But they're the very ones that say, hey, remember what I said? Behold, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen? Amen? And as we're getting ready to do this outreach for the ministry, amen? As we're getting ready in the month of May, this 30-day outreach that we're doing for this ministry, for the building of the kingdom of God, it's God's power, not your power. We're not building a church. We're not building Greatest Freedom Ministries. We're building the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is built by one soul at a time. One soul at a time. God is not willing that any should perish, but all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He's not slack concerning his promises like some men count slackness. But he's long-suffered to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would repent. Hallelujah. When I think of what God done, when I think of myself, what God did in my life, you were in your place, I was in my place. Hello? Amen? Only thing I'm ashamed of is my past is all the years I wasted. My daddy's a preacher, I was a rebel. My granddad's a preacher too. I was just a rebel. I knew more, you know. Everybody in the room knows that you have a delivered addict as your pastor. I was a cocaine addict for 18 years. Hallelujah. But God's grace came in my bedroom on October the 12th, 1997. It was the power of the Holy Ghost. It was the power of God that delivered me and set me free. It's the power of God that came into your life and set you free from alcoholism. It may took something, but it came one way or another. It was the power of God that delivered you from meth, okay? It was the power of God that did that. Man can't do it. God can. God is a great big God, and he's able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ever imagined or even thought he could do. We serve a big God. Let's give him a shout of praise in the house. Hallelujah. See, we're just getting pumped up to get ready to go. Amen. 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 Penny, gave your heart to the Lord this morning. Amen. Praise God. Zachary gave his heart to the Lord this week. Amen. Amen. God's going to start bringing them, multiplying. Hallelujah. And he's going to use you. And he's going to use me. Amen. Because we've all been called. You're not here tonight by accident. You're here because God purposed for you to be here. You know, God has a purpose in everything, right? Amen. Amen. You know, in Luke chapter 4, verse 36, the word of God says, "And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out." Hallelujah. Amen. I think it's time to take some authority over some things. Amen. Amen. I think it's time to take some authority over some things. You know, I mean, God's the deliverer. Now we can train them, help them keep their healing and their deliverance. But I believe God's deliverance is instantaneous. Amen. 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 You know, so many times when somebody gets delivered, a lot of times they have a problem keeping what they've been healed from. The adversary has a way of trying to bring things back. So our discipleship and our training and our teaching should be to teach them how to keep their healing. Amen. I know on October the 12th, 1997, in the bedroom of my home, when the Lord came into the room and delivered me from my crack cocaine addiction and called me into a ministry, I know that I had a brother on the other line, my younger brother, that was my teacher, that was here last Sunday night, amen, that discipled me, that helped me grow, you know, that got the word of God in me, amen. So God isn't looking for orphans. He's looking for family. And when we bring people to Jesus, we have to just make sure that we don't leave them as orphans. Amen. That we connect. And you know what? I spoke a message one time about it. It's being cross-connected. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what type of personality you have. It doesn't matter what you like to do. What it matters is we have the same Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are cross-connected with one another. Amen. So I don't care if you come from West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York City. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you talk country or you talk with a New York accent. God loves you just the same. Amen. Amen. You know, Jesus told him in Luke chapter 9. He said, then he called the 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all the devils and to cure diseases. Then he called the 12 disciples together and gave them power. Dunamis, exousia, power and authority, exousia, over all the devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Signs and wonders will follow them that believe. You want to see some signs and wonders take place? You start leading some people to Jesus and watch God manifest himself in the midst of it. Amen? Amen? Oh, man, I've seen God do some awesome things. Amen? I've seen God heal, deliver, set free. Amen? Praise God. I've seen him deliver and heal most of y'all in the room. Hallelujah. God's a good God. Amen? And what he is once again in our own, as Jesus sent them out, his disciples out, God, through the authority, and he has empowered us with the Holy Spirit to do the same. Some people believe that this was only for the disciples. Well, that would make my God dead. I serve a living God. Amen? How many has God healed in the room? Hallelujah? Hallelujah? Amen? Praise God. Amen? So he's sending us out, not just to share the gospel, just like what took place here. My wife, with Holy Ghost discernment, was praying for a young lady up here this morning. And the words to her were, you can't receive if you don't know him. If you want to ask Jesus for something, you got to know who you're asking, all right? You know, the Bible says he doesn't even hear the prayer of sinners, unless they're saying a sinner's prayer. You know, he hears that prayer, all right? So it's so important to make sure that everyone's right with God. Amen? Amen? And so we have this opportunity as a ministry. And the month of May, Becca made them nice cards to hand out. And everyone can find someone to give an invitation to. Amen? How many of you have children in the house? When your children have a birthday party, what do you do? Invitations. Okay, you hand out invitations. You hand out invitations because you're expecting what? You're expecting them to come. Amen? You're having a greater hope banquet on next Tuesday night. You've invited a lot of people. What'd you invite them for? You expect them to come, right? So what we're looking to do is we're wanting to build the kingdom of heaven. We want to invite it. We know that it's built one soul at a time. So we see the wonder of God. This is just wonder, man. When I think of what took place and I read the word of God and I see his disciples, how they questioned everything. They hardly could believe anything. And then all of a sudden, when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they believed everything and started walking in the word. Amen? Amen? Because it was God at work. Amen? It was God at work in all of us. So as we're ministering. So secondly, we're going to look at the witness. In Acts chapter 4. The Bible says in verse 33 that, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Resurrection power. Resurrection power. You know, if we don't believe that Jesus arose from the dead, there's no reason for us to share it because we're serving a dead God. But we know that on that third day he arose according to scriptures. Amen? So they were so excited because they witnessed the resurrected Savior that they could not help but tell people about Jesus. We have the answer for every problem that this nation has. It's Jesus. Every financial problem is Jesus. Every physical problem, Jesus. Every mental problem, Jesus. We have the answer, Jesus. And we don't have to go look for him because he's in us. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give your Father in heaven all the glory. As we let our light so shine before men, they see us glorifying God. Amen. I share on the blog, their spotlight is on Jesus. As we're going out, we're shining the light on Jesus. You know, in this dark world that we live in, we're shining the light on Jesus. He is the light of the world. He is the night of the world. The Bible says the night is far spent, the day is at hand. So we need to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Amen? So as we're going out and as we're sharing the love of God, amen? Remember, we're sharing the love of God. When people rejected Jesus, he said, bless them that curse you. Bless them that despitefully use you. We're not going out if somebody is rude and doesn't want to receive our invitation. We're not going to turn our nose up on them. We're going to smile and say thank you anyway. Hallelujah. Because we're representatives of him. And if we think and we praise and we say that God is good, we ought to be good. No matter what we do, we ought to show the goodness of God. You know, he's judge, but right now we're in the season of grace and mercy. Amen. We're in a season of grace. And by the abundant grace that God has shown towards you and I, it's so important for you and I to hand that grace out to others. Amen. You know, I know myself that I was a hard case. But when he got a hold of me, hallelujah. Amen. Has he got a hold of you yet? Has he got a hold of you yet? Amen. Are you a fireball for the kingdom of God? Hallelujah. Hey, that's where we are. Amen. If we're not excited about it, they're not going to get excited about it. You know, we get more excited about the Washington Redskins. Well, I can't get excited, but those fans can. I'll pray for you the Monday night opener. Yes, Dusty.
We need to be flamethrowers.
We're to be flamethrowers, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God. But we're not going to burn people. Hallelujah. We're going to let our light so shine. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. It's a good thing to be in the house of God. Put a smile on your face. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. You know, I may not have everything I need yet, but it's all right. Amen. God's going to take care of it. I might not be fully healed yet, but it's all right. God's going to take care of it. I might not see everything I want to see yet, but it's all right. God's going to do it because God said he's going to do it. So I ought to have a smile on our face. Amen. We sang that song, How Great Is Our God? How great is he? When you sing that song, do you believe he's great? Or are you just singing the word? Man, I believe we serve a great big God. He's a big, biggity-o God. He's a big, big, big God. Amen. I serve a big, 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 big God. You serve a big, big, big God. Hey, let's get that in our hearts and minds. We serve a big God. We serve a big God. We serve a big God. The devil is a loser. Amen. I read the end of the book. We win. Amen. Amen. We're winners. Amen. Amen. That's why the Word of God tells us to read this Word and encourage ourselves in it, because we can read the end of the book. Amen. Hallelujah. I shared with you how in football season I have that DVR in my TV and I record the game and I look, and if I won, I watch the game. If I lost, I ain't going to watch it. I'm not going to let it aggravate me. And if I looked at the end of the book and saw that I lost, I'd probably lose hope and wouldn't read it. But I read the end of the book, and we're winners. Hallelujah. Amen. So no matter what's going on or what's taking place, we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. There's not a loser in the house. You know, that's where we get, that's the mindset you have to have, because in this world, people are going to ridicule you. They're going to talk down to you. They're going to say bad things about you. But you just have to remind yourself what God says about you. He says you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. So we ought to show forth some praises to him that's brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light, who at one time was not a people, but praise God, we are the people of God. Why don't we just give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. The prophet Isaiah prophesied. In Isaiah 53, verse number 10. He says, "You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know then, believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." There's only one God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love is an awesome God. You know, if you did nothing else but went out and shared that your God is an awesome God. Amen? You know, when you go out and you start sharing something good, people just want to listen. Amen? Now, see, I'm not one of those that believes in confrontational evangelism. I don't believe I have to go out and tell anybody how bad they are. They already know how bad they are. I got to go out and tell them how good God is. Amen? Amen? We serve a good God. Amen? You know, in Mark chapter 5, we find this story, the account of the demoniac of the Gadarenes. And we find where Jesus delivered him from his demonic possession. And in verse 18, the word of God says that when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. But howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. You know, here's a man that was delivered, and he's with Jesus, and he's coming to Jesus, and said, "Jesus, can I go with you?" And he says, "No, I got some work for you to do in Decapolis." In other words, "I got some work for you to do in your neighborhood." In other words, I want you to do the wherever you are. So many times people get in their mindset, "Well, I'm called to this nation," or "I'm called to this world," but they miss where they are. There, God wants you to understand you are a witness wherever you are. When he said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea and all Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world." And he's saying to you and I, that means wherever you are. He told that demoniac that was delivered, now he's a Jesiac. He's full of Jesus, hallelujah. He's delivered from his possession, and he sends him to Decapolis. Amen. And all of a sudden, this man's so excited. Hey, if you've been delivered from something, you should be excited. I used to cry and weep at night in the bondage to crack cocaine. I was a prisoner to my house. I was a prisoner. I couldn't be around my family. I couldn't be around anybody. I was a held prisoner. I was a prisoner in my own house. My room was barricaded. It was shut. I was secluded from the world. I was in torment. The devils would come out at night and they would choke me and they would torment me and try to kill me. I'm telling you, I was in torment. But when Jesus came into the room and delivered me and lifted that thing off of me, man, I couldn't help but tell some people about Jesus. I remember right after I gave my heart to the Lord, I'd go up to Kelly Street and those areas and kick down doors and bring some of the people out that were in them crack houses and stuff. I was a little crazy, a little radical for the kingdom of God. Amen. I wasn't afraid of it. I didn't have much common sense. I was just a new Christian. But praise God, I was full of energy and excitement. and I knew that God had done for me. And if God did it for me, he would do it for them. The Bible said he was no respecter of persons. And I believe that. And I was so excited. I can imagine this demoniac that was cutting himself, that was chained, because he had so many demons in him, got delivered, and all of a sudden he's coming back in his right mind to Decapolis and sharing what Jesus had done. Matter of fact, there was 10 cities. Decapolis was like 10 cities. And in God's word in Matthew chapter 4, verse 25, when Jesus came, he says, and they followed him, great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem, from Judea and from beyond. Amen. Amen. See that one demoniac that was set free, that one that was possessed, that was set free, was so excited about what the Lord had done that he went and published in 10 cities, and 10 cities were coming to Jesus. Amen. I go back to that. You can count the seeds in the apple, but you can't count the apples in the seed. You know, and just like the word of God says, if one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000, what could we do in this room? Hallelujah. Spiritual soul multiplication. Amen. So we have the wonder of the Holy Spirit. We have the witness of the Holy Spirit. We have the wherever. Amen. It's wherever we're at. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I guess that's what I'm supposed to do. You know, the Bible says in Romans 1:16, Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God for salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile," which is you and I. Amen. What is God saying to you and I simply tonight? He says in Matthew 10, he says, freely you have received, so freely give. In other words, whatever God imparts to you is not for just you. Amen. It's not just for you. It's not just for me. You know, God poured out his Spirit upon all flesh. He's given you and I the Holy Spirit. He's given you and I dunamis power, miraculous power. He's given you and I authority in the name of Jesus. He is saying to you and I, will you open your mouth and make known the mystery of the gospel? Open the mouth and make known the mystery of the gospel. If you went to the courts, if you went to the courthouse, there would be different types of witnesses. There would be, for example, there would be an eyewitness. An eyewitness that someone who has seen what God has done. You have a character witness that witnesses of the character of the individual. And sometimes you even have a hostile witness. They're even the ones that don't witness, but one we have to witness anyway. Amen. Don't make it, don't have God, don't be like that with God, you know? Just freely do it, man. Freely do it. We've got the answer. You know, when I look at an eyewitness, I have seen God do so many things in his character. His character is love. Love. We talked about the names of God today. Amen. Them names, they all speak of something. The character, he's the Prince of Peace. You know, every time I'm going through a storm in my life, when I call on Jesus, he comes as the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace comes in. And sometimes he comes in as Jehovah Rapha. He comes in as my healer. Sometimes he's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. But I'm talking about his character. I'm saying that he's a good God. We serve the only one, the only true God. There's one God. There's one God. There's only one living God. All these other religions are all serving a dead God. There's only one living God. His name is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So what God is saying to you and I in closing today is simply this. Will you be a vessel and allow me to work through you? Not me, but God through the Holy Spirit. Amen? There's a lost and dying world out there, and we have the answer. His name is Jesus. Can we all just stand? Hallelujah. Can we just lift our hands tonight? You know, my prayer tonight in closing is, hey, Lord, we need your help. Father, we cannot do this on our own. Lord, just as you empowered your disciples, just as you empowered all the multitudes that were gathered after the day of Pentecost, Father, I pray tonight, Father God, for a Holy Ghost empowerment for each and every one that's gathered here in this house. Father, I pray that they receive the fullness of you, Father God. Lord, if there's those here that have not received the gift or the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Father God, I pray that you pour it out on them tonight. Your word says, if ye being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? If you need help, just ask. Ask, ask, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and everyone that seeketh, findeth. And everyone that knocks, the door will be open. Can we pray a prayer in unity tonight? Say, Lord, I thank you that you called me, that you ordained me, and you anointed me to be a witness. Father, I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that it's your power, not my power. So Lord, I submit my body, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, which is my good and my reasonable service. Lord, use me for your kingdom and for your glory. And may I be a vessel that brings many souls to your kingdom. Lord, if you use anyone, use me. I'm open and receptive. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing and that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.